Our scripture this morning comes from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." But Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Again the Lord called, "Samuel." And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." "My son," Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. A third time the Lord called, "Samuel." And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening."
Thank you, Deborah. How do we know if it's God's voice we're hearing? And how can we better hear God's voice? I have to tell you, this is a topic that is very near and dear to my heart. And many of you know that before I ever even start a sermon, that I will contact a couple of you and say, "Will you be my prayer partner this week? Will you be praying with me that I might hear God's voice?" Because I never want to preach and bring you a word from God if I'm not hearing it from God. Because I never want to lead you astray. So even before we start this sermon, can we just go to the Lord again in prayer? Gracious God, I just come before you again and lift up this sermon. And I pray that every single word that I say will be your words. And if not, Lord, then I pray that for those who are listening, that they wouldn't hear my voice, but instead they would hear your voice. Lord, I pray that in everything I think or say or do, that it might bring you honor. In your holy name we pray. Amen. So recognizing that God speaks to us and being able to recognize his voice is really an important topic. And I'll just kind of tell you up front, I'm not going to be able to cover everything that I would like to share with you today. But as we go through this study of experiencing God, later on we're going to get to a section called God Speaks. In fact, the first Sunday in April, I'll be talking about God Speaks. And for those of you who have the workbook, I'll just go ahead and tell you up front, Unit 5 and Unit 6 are called God Speaks, and they are incredible units. It's worth having the workbook if for no other reason than to read those sections. And so we'll have more opportunities to dig into this deeper. But today we're thinking about how do we know it's God's voice that we're hearing. And the passage that Deborah just read to us from 1 Samuel chapter 3 talks about Samuel hearing God's voice. You know, but he didn't know that it was God's voice. You see, 3 centuries before, Moses and Joshua had lots of conversations with God. But since that time, it had been rare that people had heard God's voice. In fact, the first verse in this chapter says, "In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions." You know, God speaks to those who have a heart for him. And if it's not a time when people's hearts are turned to God, then there's not a lot of hearing from God. In fact, I find it interesting that Eli is a priest, and yet God doesn't speak to Eli. And if we'd continued reading this passage, we would have understood a little bit why, because the Lord speaks to Samuel and tells Samuel about the corruption and the sin in Eli's household. And so the Lord didn't choose to speak to Eli. Instead, he spoke to the innocent boy. But there's another reason also that Samuel doesn't recognize that it's God's voice. And it's in verse 7 where it says, "Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him." So here we have Samuel, and he's serving in the temple of God. He's sleeping each night not far from the ark of God. And yet this little boy doesn't know God. He doesn't know the word of God. You know, you and I are blessed because we have the word of God. We have the Bible. And we are going to experience God most when we are reading the Bible. And it's our way of knowing God's character and knowing more about God and being able to hear his voice. You know, it's sort of like if a father took his child to a symphony orchestra concert. And at some point he leans over to the child and says, "On the next song, listen for the flutes because they are really beautiful in this song." And the little child looks up and says, "What is a flute?" You know, if the child has not heard a flute on its own, then how is it going to distinguish the sound of the flute when it's among all the other sounds and all the other instruments? And it's the same for us as Christians. If we've not spent quiet time with God in Scripture and in prayer, then how will we be able to pick out the sound of God's voice amongst everything else that's going on in the world? You know, like Samuel, I think sometimes we're surprised when God speaks to us. You know, we may be just doing our everyday, ordinary things and all of a sudden hear God's voice. I was speaking this last week with a clergy friend of mine, Reverend Terry Swan. She's from Missouri. And we were visiting about this topic, and she shared a story with me. She said when she was 17 years old that her family had a farm and they had chickens. And one morning she had gone by the hen house just to look in and make sure everything was okay. And when she opened the door of the hen house, since it was warm in there, the kittens and the cats that they had in the farm yard all kind of came in the hen house. And so she was looking around, and her father had told her that something was getting into the hen house and attacking the chickens. And so, sure enough, she kind of looked around, and there were three dead chickens on the ground. And she got ready to leave, and so she was trying to shoo all the cats out. And there's a reason that they say you can't herd cats, you know. She's trying to get the kittens and cats out of the hen house, and it's kind of dark in there. And she looks over, and there is a nest where one of the cats had kind of curled up in a little ball. It was just a little furry ball over there. And so she walked over to reach out and pick up the cat to get the cat out. And just as she reached, all of a sudden she heard the strong voice say, "Stop!" She looked around, and there was no one there. I thought, that was weird. I don't know what that was about. But she started to go back, and this time she picked up a stick and went over to kind of punch the kitten to get the kitten to move. And when she did, it wasn't a cat. It was a possum that raised its head, and it had these long teeth, and it kind of hissed at her. You know, it scared her, but at least since she hadn't reached her hand over there, you know, it didn't attack her. Now, was that God's voice that she heard that stopped her? Yeah. Terry will tell you, you know, that it had to be God's voice and that it was very audible that she heard it. You know, God speaks to us in a multitude of ways, and we see that in the Bible. You know, there were those who God spoke to in an audible voice in a conversation. You know, God spoke to people through prophets. He spoke through angels, through visions, through dreams, through a burning bush. Did you know God even spoke through a talking donkey? And it wasn't Shrek and donkey. Instead, it was a long time before that, it was Balaam's donkey. And it's in Numbers chapter 22. In fact, this afternoon when you're at Super Bowl party, if there's a kind of a dull point in the game and you need something to talk about, you can say, did you know about the talking donkey in the Bible? And share with them and pretend you know a lot. So God speaks through amazing ways. And in Scripture, it tells us and brings up the fact that God speaks in different ways. In the first verse, in the first chapter of Hebrews, it says, in the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son. And then Jesus, when He was talking to His disciples in John chapter 14, He tells them about the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, that His Father will send in His name, and that the Counselor will teach all things, and that He will remind us of the things that Jesus has said. So God speaks in different ways. You know, some people say they heard an audible voice. I've also heard people say, well, I kind of heard something. It was a voice, but I'm not sure that it was audible. I know for myself, I've had those times where I didn't hear anything, but all of a sudden kind of realized that I knew something. And it had to be from God or the Holy Spirit, because it was not something that I knew before. And a particular instance of this is when I was in England, one of the members of one of my churches called one day, and he was so upset. I don't know if he hadn't paid some fees or some taxes for his house or whatever, but he was in financial problems and had messed up on some of his stuff, and he was just panicked because he was afraid he was about to lose his house. And so I tried to calm him down, and we prayed together over the telephone, and I prayed that he would have wisdom as far as what to do next. And then after we got through praying, I said, okay, do you have a pencil and piece of paper? And he went to get one. And I said, okay, write down everything I tell you. And I started giving him a detailed list of things to do. You call this telephone number, it's this department, you talk to this person, you ask for this form, you ask them to fax it to this telephone number, you go by that place, pick up the form, you fill it out, you take it by this place, get this person to sign it, then you contact this person, arrange for an appointment tomorrow, then you take that form, you take all these documents, and these are the documents that you need, and you go and meet with that person. And then I had him read back the list to make sure that he got everything right as to what he needed to do. We hung up the phone, and I sat there and shook, because I had no idea about that information. I mean, I wouldn't know how to tell someone in America how to handle something like that, and I certainly didn't know how the English system worked. I didn't know those departments. I didn't know those people's names or telephone numbers or form numbers or anything else. And it had to be God. In fact, I was kind of panicked afterwards. I'd met someone a few days before, and they'd given me their business card. And I started digging for that business card. It was someone that worked in the local government. And I called the gentleman up and said, by the way, hypothetically, if someone happened to be in this financial situation, what would you advise them to do? And it was everything that I'd told my friend to do. Now, that wasn't me. That had to be God. And what I think is that sometimes God speaks to us, and it's either for our well-being, or sometimes He does it so that we can turn around and help others. You know, you may have experienced that. You know, that time that you kind of heard that voice that said, do you see that guy on the side of the road with a broken down pickup truck? Go back and help him. Or did you notice that woman that looked sad and looked like she had a broken heart? Go say a kind word to her. You know, maybe that was the Holy Spirit just reminding us of Jesus' teachings of being kind to a stranger and feeding the hungry and giving something to drink to the thirsty and taking care of others. Or maybe it really was God speaking in that moment. In fact, I've heard some people say, I heard an audible voice that told me what I was supposed to do. You know, when we hear that voice, then know that if it's God's voice, that it will always, always line up with what God says in His Word. You know, if it's not a loving, kind, loving thing to do, then it's not from God, because God is love. And let me tell you also, if it's not from God, don't claim that it is, because that's dangerous. In fact, in the Bible it says, if a prophet says something that it's from God and it's not, they're supposed to be stoned. So listen carefully and make sure it's from God. But when it's God's voice, it'll line up with God's principles and God's Word. And that's why we study the Bible. That's why we study Scripture. You know, we're going to hear most from the Scripture. But also it helps us to know God's character and to know who God truly is, so that we know if it's the right voice that we're listening to. You know, it's like if you're in a bank, one of the things that they do for their employees is they train their employees to recognize counterfeit money by studying the genuine, real money. Because they figure after they've studied that and know it so well, that it'll be easy for them to recognize a fake. And it's the same thing for us. The more we've studied the Bible and know God's character, then the better off we are, because then we know that it's really God speaking to us. So how can we listen to God better? If we're wanting to hear from God, then what do we need to do? And I'll just tell you up front, there's no formula for it. God will speak when He chooses to speak, and He'll choose who He speaks to. And we can't manipulate that. But I will say that I do think God speaks quite often to us. And I think often we miss it because we don't know what the sound of His voice sounds like. And we're also too busy with everything else. So I think there are some things that we can do so that we're at least more in a position to hear God's voice when He does speak to us. You know, of course, listening and studying Scripture is a major part of that, because that's a definite way that the Holy Spirit will help us to understand Scripture and hear God's voice. But also, I think taking time just to be quiet. You know, kind of like what Deborah was talking about yesterday, taking that walk and sitting out there and just listening and looking for God. You know, then that's an opportunity for God to show Himself, to speak. I also believe that healthy lifestyle is important. You know, when we're living healthy, then I think we're not caught up in all the other distractions that can block us from knowing God. But I think also there's other things that we can do. And as we begin this Lenten season, this is an important time. In fact, this Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, and that is the beginning of Lent. Lent is the 40 days, not counting Sundays, leading up to Easter. And it's a time of listening for God. It's a time of reflection and repentance. It's a time to look back on our lives and see what has worked and what hasn't worked, to repent from our sins, to draw closer to the Lord. And often during Lent, it's a time where people will give up something or take up something. And they do it so that they can draw closer to the Lord and hear the Lord's voice. For instance, you may give up chocolate or Cokes or Facebook or TV. You know, whatever kind of panicked you when I called out that list, or there may be some other things you thought of, those are probably some of the things you need to give up, because they become an idol. They become so important in your life. And if you kind of panic thinking about, I couldn't give up that, then maybe that's what God wants you to give up. And the reason we do it is just so when we desire that or crave it, instead we'll focus on God. And I will tell you, in my own life, when I have experienced God the most and heard His voice the most is often when I fast or just really put myself in a position of recognizing the Holy Spirit moving around me. Or maybe it's not giving up something. Maybe it's taking up something. Maybe it's taking some extra time to study the Bible, or spending time in prayer, or a devotional, or taking time to walk every day to just, enjoy God's nature, but something that adds to our lives. Or also in your bulletin, we gave you a list of 40 things that you might consider for Lent. There's one for each day. We used these last year, and a lot of you really enjoyed them. So, you know, you can take a look at that. But find something. Find something that you can do that during this time will allow you to come closer to God and to hear His voice better. You know, I'm not sure that we'll always know everything that we can know about God. And there's so many other things that I would like to share with you that are suggestions or considerations for hearing God's voice better. But let me just say that the greatest key to hearing and knowing God's voice is to have an intimate relationship with the Lord. Let me repeat that again. The greatest key to hearing and knowing God's voice is to have an intimate relationship with the Lord. In fact, Dallas Willard words it this way, in that he says, hearing God is best done in the context of an ongoing conversational relationship. It's a relationship. And it's ongoing conversation. In other words, you don't ignore God all the time and never bother opening the Bible or praying, and then all of a sudden you want God there. You know, instead, it's constantly having a conversation with Him. And think about other people in your lives. The ones that you are closest to are the ones that you've spent time with, and you've taken time to get to know them, and you've experienced them, and you've had conversations with them. And it's the same thing with God. If you want to hear His voice, then your heart needs to be open to Him, and you need to spend time with Him, both talking and listening. It's a conversation, and it has to be an intimate relationship. And we may never know all the different ways that God speaks to us or be able to totally comprehend all that He has to say to us. But there are certain things that we know for sure from Scripture. We know that God exists. We know that God loves us, and that He loves us so much that He gave His own only Son to die on the cross for us. We know that God is always with us. We know that He has a plan for us and that He cares for us. And we know based on Scripture, and in fact it's your memory verse for this week, that for those who belong to God, that they hear His voice. So just as Jesus, our Savior and our Good Shepherd, so beautifully expressed it, He said, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. And so if we belong to Jesus, then we don't have to worry about it, because we will hear His voice and we will follow Him. And like Samuel, who heard God call his name, then our response should be the same as his, saying, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that our ears would be open to you, because I know there's so much that you have to share with us, and so much you've laid out for us that's right in front of us if we would just take advantage of it. Lord, open our hearts and our minds to you, that we might know you in all of your fullness. And as we prepare to participate in this Holy Communion, I pray that this would be also one of those times where you can speak to us. As we partake of the bread and the wine, your body and your blood, and as you remind us to remember you, in your holy name we pray. Amen.